Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
An 18-year-old Honduran refugee slept as a free person last night. The development comes as a relief to many in the Crystal Lake community.
In October, Mady Guzman Rivas and her father Fabio showed up for an immigration court hearing and were taken into custody for allegedly missing a previous hearing. The pair had been in the United States, Crystal Lake specifically, for more than a year. The 18-year-old and her dad fled Honduras because a gang wanted to make the young woman their property. Rivas was freed last night and says she's excited to be free. Before being taken into custody, the young woman had been on track to graduate from high school this spring. Her father remains in custody. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A 57-year-old woman and a 5-year-old child are dead after a fire today in far southwest suburban Minooka. The fire was reported in a home near Bell Road and Route 6. Two other people are hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Minooka police and state fire marshal are investigating the incident. Today marks 12 years since a gunman walked into a Northern Illinois University building, shot 5 people to death and injured almost 24 others, and then took his own life. The father of one of those victims talks to WBBM about the days since that tragedy.
Eric Mace says since the deadly shooting at NIU 12 years ago,
these things have become so commonplace that sometimes we wonder if people even remember NIU because it was so long ago and it's been so grisly since. I just appreciate it when people do remember that, you know, our kids were there for a while.
Mace and his wife lost their only child and worked with the university to set up the Ryan Mace Memorial Scholarship Fund, which is awarded to graduate students studying clinical psychology. Mace says he has kept in touch with others who've lost loved ones in the 2008 shooting.
Some of the comfort is just in knowing that you're not special in the crowd for all the wrong reasons.
Eric Mace says this will be a quiet year for he and his wife. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A Chicago activist chose the coldest night of the year to huddle under blankets on the sidewalk outside Chicago City Hall in an effort to raise awareness about people who are doing that every night.
What was it like out here last night?
Oh, just brutal.
Andrew Holmes standing outside City Hall in a couple sweatshirts and sweatpants, a bundle of bedding at his feet.
You're not very well dressed for this, are you?
No, man, I'm cold. I've been out here all night, so I don't got cold.
He's done this for 5 years, choosing a ridiculously cold night. Has anything changed in 5 years except for more homeless people having fewer places where the city allows them to be?
You have children going to school from the streets.
Anybody stop by and chat with you?
No, you know, people just look and keep going.
They think you're homeless.
Yeah.
So that's part of your point.
It's the problem there. You know, people just take a look at you and they keep going and you wonder why and you wonder do they really care.
Outside City Hall, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The Chicago area is known for traffic tie-ups and some long commutes, but on a list of the U.S. metropolitan areas where people are the least dependent on driving, the Chicago area finished 10th.
Sarah Ruthier is a managing editor at CompareCarInsurance.com, which did the survey. She says about 78% of workers in the Chicago area drive to their jobs.
It sounds high being at 78%, but when you're looking across the large metro areas in America, most are much higher at 90% and up.
Ruthier says on average, Chicago area drivers put about 10,000 miles on their vehicles each year. She says that's nearly 1,700 miles less than the national average, at about 5,000 miles less than Memphis, the metro area that was ranked the most dependent on driving. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.